get the boat. Is that what this is?
Is it?
Richard Johnson.
The boat can leave now.
Yeah, the boat can leave. That's what it is. So we're at the menu screen of the great Fulci movie Zombie.
That looks awesome on Blu-ray.
Yeah, this is the, who released the Blu-ray? Was
it Blue Underground?
Yeah, Blue Underground. Because, remember the DVD had Media Blasters put out like a super extra edition and they...
And I have that.
I have too. Ha ha. And,
I wasn't trying to warn us.
Yeah, you was. No. And Blue Underground put out another version of it without that many extras. But, this one has a lot of extras and it's just like the ultimate version because it looks very good.
So the first time I watched it on Blu-ray, I had to go back and re-watch it because I was like, this looks phenomenal.
The DVD looked. Well, there's a 4K. This is the 4K. We know when we was in Austin, they were showing it.
Oh, that's right. So, yeah, but we didn't get to
see it. No, but I mean, this is the scan they got of it, so.
I wish they'd do everything in 4K.
Well, 2K, 4K, whatever. But I saw it on VHS back in the day and also got the Anchor Bay clamshell.
That was one Anchor Bay clamshell.
And I had the old DVD too, whatever that was. It was basically the same print, I think. And I gave a buddy of mine the VHS clamshell.
Because Steve's so nice.
And I didn't pay much for it. I don't think I gave over $10 for it. And that was, you know,
I used to go to FYE, or what was it before FYE?
Camelot?
No, by
Sam Goody.
I don't think it was a Sam Goody. Either.
Well, whatever it was, just say whatever.
I don't know. Whatever it was, somebody back home or from Owensboro can correct me on
O-Town. O-Town.
Steve wants to call Owensboro O-Town, but whatever. That's off the subject. But that's where I used to get those clam shells, and I thought those were really cool before DVD got big, and then Blu-ray.
Yeah, they were cool.
As far as collectability.
They protected the VHS good.
I just thought they looked awesome.
Well, that too. Woman's two. So, we're going to let Dana do the countdown, and we're on the play.
Just 3, 2, 1?
3, 2, 1, play.
Okay.
So, ready when you are, Dana. So we're on the menu screen. We got play highlighted.
Okay,
Dana, go
ready?
For it.
3, 2, 1, play.
Shit, I think we...
I think Steve put the
Guillermo del Toro.
We might have to edit some of this out.
Why?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if people want to, like...
Well, just wait. I also like that he's like somebody who likes this.
Has respect for it.
Yeah. So here,
that's a real short intro.
Yeah, so we're getting into it. And here comes the...
I always thought this was kind of, I don't know, it's creepy.
I actually have the remix of this.
Because, I mean, obviously the title, you know what's going on, or you kind of know what's going on.
The body thuds. We got the
subtitles. We got the subtitles on.
And,
tell the crew. Oh, yeah, he says tell the crew.
You went at the wasteland, were you, where all these people
were? No, Steve got to go to that.
So I met Richard Johnson, which was freaking, you know, he's in his 80s.
He's a pharaoh. That's me, a pharaoh, sister.
Yeah, she ain't going nowhere near a convention for some reason. I mean, it's like, what the fuck has she done? I think she's just basically just gone, retired from any kind of public life and just basically gone out.
Well, all these other people.
Al Cliver, I met him. He was trying to score pot all weekend at some
That's what Al Cliver was known for.
Yeah, and he had like some kind of throat issue, so he couldn't hardly, you know, he had to whisper.
I remember you talking.
Well, he did get the help, get some Annie Bell. Him and they had a big love affair, so he got some of that.
Oh yeah, you were talking about. Annie Bell.
I would go through hell and back when I was single for Annie Bell.
when Steve was in his 20s or something.
And then Fabio Fritzi is awesome.
Yeah.
Beyond, and I mean, I think he does some of the best music besides Goblin and these things. And
Oh, yeah.
Enzo Maccone, and, you know, there's only a handful, but Fabio, he's on Facebook. I don't know if he's my friend, or I think he's my friend on Facebook.
Or do you just follow him?
I think this is before that. I think he's actually my friend. I think he's friends with a lot of people. But
maybe it, I need to friend him. Does he speak English?
Some of his posts, most of his posts are in English. Okay. I don't think there's... So we can definitely say that the transfer to Blu-ray is just, you know, spectacular.
So if you haven't got the Blu-ray, if you like this movie, you need to get it.
Yeah, I don't
think... It's definitely worth the price you pay for it.
Yeah, I mean, you can probably get it a lot cheaper now. And,
and this boat's just...
And then...
Drifting or creaking as a subtitle says.
It's creaking. It looks like a... Is that a
it
beer can or...
It sort of reminds me of the fog, you know, when they find that abandoned boat. Or they think it's abandoned.
And they only filmed a little bit of this in New York, so it's just like part
well,
this.
Well, that's what
Fulci
did.
And some of the endings. So, I mean, it's just kind of wild. And it probably didn't... Who knows? I doubt they... I don't know the full story, but I would think that they didn't have any permits.
Fulci probably said, screw permits. We'll just go out here and... Probably that boat was really honking at this time.
It's like, get the hell out of the way.
Yeah, there's a big cruise ship coming.
We're the Staten Island princess over here.
Well, I know they kind of just went out there and filmed the ending scene, but
yeah.
We'll talk about that when we get to it.
Well, looks like they, you know, hired to have a helicopter, so that was pretty... Hell, they were charging $40 for a helicopter ride where we were at the, so...
Yeah, well, needless to say, we didn't do that.
Even though, my niece and everybody else got one. I don't have to ask them how much that cost them.
They went on a helicopter ride?
But my, yeah, down in Florida. Florida.
I think Steve might take me to a beach somewhere sometime in the future.
Some of a beach. I mean, again, the detail, and we were showing the one of the harbor patrol boats was just really, really good. I mean, look at, you know.
I mean, every scene, I don't think there's one bad scene in this transfer.
I think there is. Not, I mean, grain, but not, you know, but, I mean.
Well, I couldn't find any.
Maybe I'm wrong, but, I mean, most of these movies you can just, like, say, hey, I'll be forgiving of if your movie looks 90% great, 10% grainy. I'll be very forgiving.
I mean, I was happy with
the DVD was good for the time.
I was happy with City of the Living Dead, but there were some scenes that were just terribly grainy on the Blu-ray.
Well, they can't do. I mean, that's all, you know, unless they want to really go in there and clean it up. Digitally, there's not much you can do, and I think that's kind of frowned upon by everybody. And obviously, this is an old movie because you got the Twin Towers still up.
The Twin Towers are in there. Which, after 9/11, a lot of movies were hesitant to have the Twin Towers even in their movie.
Yeah. It's 1979 or 78. Pretty much an answer to George Romero's The Day of the Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Or Dawn of the Dead, rather.
Oh, well, yeah, Dawn of the Dead.
Which was called Zombie in Italy, because Dario Argento had his cut of it.
And Goblin did music for it.
And then they, I think it was called Zombie Flesh Eaters. In certain,
I believe it was. And wasn't it at a Video Nasty?
Yeah, it was called Zombie, without the E at the end.
Mm-hmm. And you always hear that siren, like, in these Fulci movies, especially.
Sounds like fucking, sounds like a peacock.
Insects are buzzing.
We had peacocks in rural Kentucky.
We had peacocks out where I used to live.
I mean, it's just weird.
And they sound like a woman screaming.
You never thought there'd be peacocks in the middle of nowhere. It's like, what the fuck? Somebody hit bottom, right? They're not indigenous to Kentucky.
My neighbor at the time, she's since passed away.
Ooh.
She had bought hers, I think. And she would give me, even gave me peacock eggs for Easter, or gave me one for Easter one time.
Like night crawlers?
Fulci always has worms and stuff in his... He had a lot of them in the City of the Living Dead.
Here's Johnny!
Oh, there's that big old guy.
Oh.
That's nasty. See, and they do a lot of that in City of the Living Dead, too. Show hands with...
Oh!
He's got some feelings.
Yeah! Feelings! Here's Tor Johnson.
And there's people like over on the road in New York just driving by.
It's like, what?
Before I saw one man. I don't think he's listening.
If I was that fucking cop, I'd be jumping the fuck off the road.
Yeah, look at this guy. He's coming, he got blood all over his mouth.
Yeah, I would be shooting him. Shoot him in the fucking head, bitch.
Now, they don't use the Romero rule.
Well, he fell off.
Well, sometimes they do, but sometimes they don't on Fulci movies.
Fulci movies get more, you know, the rules don't really apply later on in his later movies.
Oh, you're going to see Fulci here.
Zombies disappear and reappear out of nowhere.
There he is.
Yeah, he's a lot younger looking.
He's like Hitchcock. He would do.
He is Hitchcocky and...
I wonder who they had dub Fulci and all that.
Ah, they fuck. They have so many people dubbing everybody. There he is, Ian McKellen. I met him at Wasteland as well.
What was he like?
I mean, very proper English gentleman, basically. Very, very polite.
He seems like he would be.
And he had recently done a fake trailer for that Shock Festival DVD that I got.
Oh, yeah.
That made like a fake trailer, and he's in it. Of course, he's, you know, a lot thinner up top, and he's a lot older, so.
To be honest, I think he's a nice looking man here. Don't take advantage of the fact your uncle bought the paper,
as if I would. I think that's his voice. If it's not, it sounds just like him.
They're chattering.
Of course.
There's a lot of chatter.
Move along. There's nothing to see here.
There's a lot of bright.
They couldn't get a lot of extras for the people standing around.
Those were probably real New York
people. Yeah, one dude with the fucking fro. That was pretty funny.
There's Tisa Farrell. You can tell that's Mia Farrow's sister.
Kinda. She looks like Tia. That chick. Was her Ty Shera? Or where's your from Rocky a little bit?
I don't know.
Oh.
Gosh, I was hoping you could tell me. I haven't heard from him in over a month.
I think her eyes and stuff look like Mia Farrow.
Her eyes are white. Look whiter than...
I think Mia Farrow has another sister, Prudence. And I think that the song that Paul McCartney wrote called Dear Prudence was about her. I know that's off the subject, but it made me think of that. Because when they went to the Maharishi, she like went into her tent or whatever and wouldn't come out. And he was singing that song to get her to come out. I don't think Tisa went to the Maharishi. She was probably...
Bowls.
Too young.
And it's nothing like fucking New York City in the late 70s and early 80s. It was so grimy then, but it was also... That's kind of like everybody wants to... Everybody likes that now to look back on.
42nd Street, we could have went down in there. And
well, there's a lot of stuff going on there, but, I mean, it's just like...
Yeah, there's
crazy.
There's
goes.
Semen on the seats and the
semen on the seats. What the fuck is in that jar thing?
I don't know.
Is that lungs?
Have you already examined him?
I think this scene is funny. This black guy's like,
this motherfucker's crazy.
Because the white
somebody
guy,
bit the fuck out of this boy's neck.
I think the white guy keeps arguing with the black guy about what happened to this guy.
Do you have a hypothesis for the cause of this injury?
Some nigga ate this boy.
Yeah, he keeps looking.
To me, it's quite obvious what caused it. There appear to be clear indications of one or more bites. Look carefully.
You mean some motherfucker bit this motherfucker?
Is this black guy like an intern or what?
Oh, I don't know.
This
like guy, a nurse
the
or
other guy acts like he's just completely put out with this guy. Like, you dumbass, you don't know what's going on. I think he gets yeah, he gets mad about that, too. That black guy kind of looks like Lamont from Sanford Son.
Don't let me go. Lamont, you big dummy?
Yeah. Fred Sanford should come in and say, you big dummy.
I want to get a big boxer dog and call him Lamont and just, like, scream at him all the time. Go, Lamont, you big dummy. Linnea, you big dummy.
Daddy shouldn't call you that.
You barking dog.
Why are you barking? We're doing commentary now.
She don't like this.
She wants to be on the commentary.
She says rrr.
She wants everybody to hear her on it.
Disco!
Oh, this is where she, like, this is where she ends up kissing Ian McCullough.
I don't freaking remember.
Yeah, I think they both end up on the, on this boat.
It's been a little bit of a while since I've seen this.
Because I think she's looking for her dad.
Right, and I think
and
that's
he's
Richard
an
Johnson.
Investigator.
Richard Johnson, right?
Or he's an investigative reporter.
Ian McCullough.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I think he kisses her when some cop or something
yeah,
finds them.
Yeah.
So they won't get in trouble.
Right. They're screwing around
make
the boat.
Make it look like they're a couple that just...
Right, right.
...went to bake out. The ship's creaking.
That's not very good disco.
I don't know what that is. It don't really sound like disco.
It's off one. It's probably an AM station, one of those transistor radios.
Oh yeah.
The cops
that
got.
That was all they had.
The cops got the big ass antenna, and he's got it up to his ear, grooving.
Well, when did they get the boom boxes? Was that the 80s?
Yeah.
They had them great big old boom boxes, and they'd carry them 83, around.
84. I had a small boom box in the Army.
You didn't go carrying it on your shoulder.
Right? No. I like. Played some of my cassettes.
There he is.
My name's Peter West and I'm a reporter.
Peter West.
I'm going to take my hand away and you're not going to scream, okay? Okay. I'm sorry if I frightened you.
Maybe Tisa Farrell wants to forget she was in movies like this. Maybe that's why she don't go to conventions.
She won't talk about this or Afropopicus.
Oh yeah, she was in that too. I was thinking there was another one.
Yeah, I can't remember.
I guess it doesn't convince you either, otherwise you wouldn't be here. What are you looking for?
My panties.
It'd be funny if he said, here they are.
My panties?
Let me put it this way. I've got some information, you've got some information.
So why don't we share?
Why don't we just throw it together and see what we can come up with? Because I think I've already found what you're looking for.
Your panties. Oh,
uh-oh.
No.
Uh-oh.
What the fuck is going on over there?
I was having my whiskey here and you guys...
I was listening to disco.
There's that siren.
He must have good ears, because I don't think just that little thing made that much noise out that he could
hear
it all.
I don't think so either.
All that shit going on.
And that guy doesn't exactly look young. I don't know that his hearing would be that great.
What do we do now? We have a
great idea, but I'm going to
need your help.
He just wants to kiss her. That's
unzip your pants. Zzz.
Take your shirt off. Take your
put your mouth where I tell you to put it. Come on. Bend over. There you go. No teeth. No teeth.
Wait a minute. What movie is this turning into, Steve? Steve tries to turn everything
into porn. It's turning into Evil Head. The
I
Evil
told
Dead
you Steve
porn.
Steve tries to turn everything into porn.
No, I don't.
Even if it's not porn. He makes Fulci porn.
Ugh, that'd be gross.
Fulci might...
It's maggot blowjobs.
He might have made zombie porn. That's how I give a zombie head
see.
His penis falls off. Yeah, Ian McCullough, he just wanted to get a little ass.
Well, actually, it was a small story.
It's all your fault. You realize that, don't you? It was his idea, not mine.
Well, listen to her, Miss Goody Two-Shoes. It wasn't her fault. It was all my idea. Well, whose idea was it to have a romantic setting down by the water? I'd have settled for an empty boxcar.
Oh, no, never again. Not another boxcar.
Yeah, she takes after her mother. They're both bananas.
You leave my mother out of
bananas.
It's not both of you. Get out of here. Okay,
get your limey ass out of here.
I didn't notice, but he's a little thin on top.
Yeah, I mean, that's why he grew his hair long for a big comb over.
Good night,
Oscar. Get out of here.
I don't want to see you.
Get out of my sight, whore.
He's just mad because he's past the time frame where he can do that. Ooh, phone booths. You don't see those anymore.
Not the whole booths, no. Not hardly any of the
you don't
half
see
booths.
Any that have phones in them. There's in Louisville.
Mantu.
Where I go out to cross the road to go to the bus stop, there I think there's a place where a phone used to be.
And also, it's not 10 cents.
Well, no. I don't know what it was right before they got rid of payphones.
They still have payphones around, but they're scarce.
Gosh, I ain't seen one in forever.
They're in the mall still.
Oh. How much do they cost, do you know?
Quarter for local stuff, more if it's long business.
Yeah.
If
it's unscheduled, we should arrive in St. Thomas. Rosanna?
They're going to St. Thomas and...
Dominican Republic.
Dominican Republic.
No.
Yeah, I was. This is one scene that I was thinking about that looked really good. There's all that red, and red really pops on blue.
I hate when old days when you get that static with red. Did you ever get that on old TVs?
Yeah.
It was only on red. It was weird. And not all the time. It was just like on certain.
No, but and it was on those really old TVs.
Yeah.
I think we had a floor model TV for
I think my other TV did. I think it was just the signal, or but I mean it could be both.
We should go somewhere like this, Steve.
I hope this is on the soundtrack. Febo Fritzy got some funky shit. They're playing that
it
fucking drum
like
thing.
Jamaican.
Yeah. They say Dominican, Jamaican, same thing.
Look at this guy. The guy that's their cab driver or whatever, he looks completely bored.
He looks like a weird-ass version of Vic Diaz from the Philippines.
It's very important. I'm willing to pay whatever it costs.
It's like somebody,
he kind of started paying attention when they gave him some money.
It's like Vic Diaz that somebody, like his face got like a balloon thing and they blew it up a little fatter.
You give anybody enough money, they'll tell you everything they know.
$1 Million Man says everybody's got a price.
Look at that, though. That water is...
You know how much it costs per night? $20 in 1979.
Jetty.
What the fuck's a jetty? Can I get a water jetty?
I just want to go dip my feet in that water. I don't want to go in that water.
I'll go run you a fucking bath and you can stick your foot in there.
It's not going to be like that.
No.
That is just beautiful. And it's even more beautiful on this Blu-ray. Water like that is just so clear. Is that Al Clyver?
That's Al Clyver, Bulls.
And his woman on here that get the. Some people think it's sexy. I think she has bottoms on, but she doesn't have a top on, and she has that scuba gear on.
Oh yeah, fuck yeah, that's sexy. I don't think the hair is sexy, but. And he got a little thin too.
What else is Al Clyver? What was he on? He was on something else.
Shit.
I thought something else of Fulci.
I think he's in the. He's in the Beyond.
Okay.
I found.
Who did he play on the Beyond?
He was in the hospital.
Oh yeah, wasn't he that one of those?
Yeah, it was like a
doctor. Or not doctors, but
interns or some shit.
Something like that.
Like I say, he was in that. What was it called? Laurie, Forever Emmanuel with Annie Bell, and he was in that with her. And they had quite a little thing.
They had a real thing.
Yeah, Annie Bell was like super
hot. Annie Bell was on Last House on the Edge of the. Was that it? House on the Edge of the Park. Park,
and
yeah.
She was in.
Because Steve kept talking about her.
Well, she's, I mean, I don't think she's that.
We did a commentary for that didn't, something happened and the recording hung in the middle of it.
Oh, yeah. We'll have to do that again.
We said we'd redo it. So.
There's Richard Johnson.
Yeah, Steve met him.
Yeah. And actually, he was talking, and he actually was up for the Bond role in Dr. No.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically just didn't want to commit to all those movies, and that was kind of one of the things they wanted, so.
They wanted somebody that was going to stick with it.
Yeah, like Connery, he kept stuck with it for a number, you know. So that's kind of cool. And he also did a couple of series. He did a spy series in the 60s called Bulldog Drummond. He did two films with that.
I hate to say, but this woman's a bitch.
And he was close to 80, or he was, you know, either close to or
has
in his
80s. Has he died since then?
No, I don't think he's still alive.
He's still alive?
I haven't seen anybody say anything about it.
Now, you've not met her, have you?
No. I wish I could meet Peter Bark's mom from Third Round.
I want to meet Peter Bark.
Well, I don't think he's not going to come out.
Might surprise you.
Well, Peter, what's his name? Baronis?
Mike Brown?
Yeah, maybe he'll represent him.
That would be awesome, just because.
Would you hold your titty out and say, bite it, pose for it? I would love that. That'd be hilarious.
No, I wouldn't.
That's how he poses with chicks. He'll, like, pose biting on their titty a little bit.
Is he really?
No, I'm just saying that'd be awesome.
Some chick would probably come pop her top and say, will you suck my booby?
Suck my nipple.
Peter Bark would probably go. He'd be his eyes would pop out of his head. I had my mom watch that movie one time. Of course, she fell asleep.
I remember the first time I seen that movie. I actually rented it on VHS from the video store up in Louisville. About back in like 2002 or so.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, "What the
Wild and Woolly?"
Yeah, it was Wild and Woolly. I was like, "What the fuck?"
I don't remember how the first one. I think I want to say it was like a blind buy. I read about it and it sounded interesting, so I got it. And I was like, hey, Mom, let's watch this movie. And she fell asleep before the ending shot.
It's one of they didn't do both Nights of Terror movies, Rats and Burial Ground.
And have Peter Bark.
We'll have a double feature, Blu-ray or DVD.
Oh, Did he just hit her? I didn't remember him hitting her.
Did he hit her or she hit him? We're bullshitting about burial ground.
Oh. Maybe she hit him, slapped him, and he slapped her back.
You still see yourself as the scientist you once were, don't you?
What I don't understand is why do these women marry these guys if they're just going to abuse them all the time and put them down?
You call fooling around with superstitions and voodoo rites research?
She always looks like she's one inch away from crazy.
I couldn't tell if she's getting ready to laugh or cry. Or
that's what I mean. She looks like she's caught between two or three different emotions. Like she's going to have a nervous breakdown any moment.
Might be Fulci treated her like dog shit.
Well, the word is that he treated a lot of the women in his films like shit. He was harder on them than he was anybody else. I'm thinking that's why Giovanni and people like that don't have real bad memories of him, because...
Yeah. Well, Katrina McCall, Katarina McCall.
She didn't call him... I mean, she didn't say really bad things about him, but she did say he seemed to get enjoyment out of torturing the women.
There she goes. I mean, look, that's...
She looks crazy,
but the detail in the Blu-ray is very awesome.
Her eyes look like she'd been drinking.
Yeah. Crying or drinking. Drinking and crying.
There's Miguel. Is he the gardener?
He's a gardener, guard, gardener, guard.
He's supposed to take care of the woman. The wind's howling. How would you like to have a little house like that?
Well, not in Zombie Island, but anywhere else.
Well, no, I don't want to be surrounded by zombies, but the engine started.
Thank God. And now coming down to the bank.
Why does Tisa Farrow and Ian McCall have had the same type of shirt on?
Dude, you're making me crazy.
Oh, that water is so clear. Water around here is not clear.
Especially when I go to the restroom, it's not clear at all. Uh-oh.
That guy's
he's saying, what the fuck is more honkies coming in here?
He's crossing himself because he knows what's going to happen to him.
These honkies are going to get ate.
Ooh, it's sperm. That's what it looked like.
It was blood.
I know that. I'm just saying it looked like little sperms.
Richard Johnson hates belts.
He doesn't believe in them.
No. Don't believe in them.
He doesn't believe in sleeves either.
Well, I think he's going to get some.
He is. He's trying to figure out a cure for what's happening.
Yes, sweetheart.
But his wife won't leave me alone. She keeps me in a bitch and crying, you know. There's rats or something in that cage.
Rats from the Night of Terror. Mm-hmm.
Fulci borrowed them.
From probably Bruno Mattei. Probably did that movie.
He said, hey, Bruno, can I borrow your rats?
I'm doing a rat picture. Coop.
That kind of looks like real blood to me.
Not to me, you know.
My blood looks like that. I don't know about yours.
Well, let's find out.
No, let's not.
You hit me in the nose and I'll hit you in the nose and then we can compare bloody noses.
Let's not. We could get a real sharp knife and slice our fingers open.
And become blood brothers.
Blood brother and blood sister. Well, no. We'd be blood spouses.
Blouse.
Everybody's got checkered shirts on.
Not everybody.
And why is Tisa Farrow? Why is she over there with Ian McCullough?
Like looking for a needle in a haystack. You don't want to go back, do you?
No.
No, we'll find Matul.
That needed three no's. Four no's. No.
Look, don't go counting on us forever. Don't forget, we're on vacation.
Yeah, Al Cliver wants some pot.
Let's stop for a while. I want to take some shots.
Did Al Cliver ask you if you had any pot?
No, I heard he's out in the parking lot, kind of, hey, anybody got, you know, I don't know what he said, but I just heard somebody say, oh, shit.
Well.
Munchy Bunch. Now, she got some boobs.
Natural boobs.
They look like sunburned boobs.
Well, if she goes...
Whoa! Hey now, G-string.
If she goes around like that all the time, I guess they will get sunburned. Wouldn't this hurt, though, the
way
she...
Look at her puss.
I'm not. I don't...
She got like a landing strip, or... She got some darkness.
I'm sure she's got bush.
Look at him. Hey.
He's looking like, I'd like to get in the water with her. Well, she's taking her sweet time about, you know, getting in the water. What is he eating?
I don't know. I guess it's not that fucking important to him.
And I guess she's...
Why is my heart beating like fast?
I don't know.
Because I've seen boobies before.
We may have stopped this commentary and check on Steve's medical.
I'm going to have to do a complete blood work before we continue this movie.
Their shutter plates. If I wasn't scared of being underwater for long periods of time, I'd love to.
You'd go topless scuba diving?
No, I wouldn't go topless.
TOPLESS.
Steve watches or listens to too much Howard Stern.
Hey, come on up. Your mom, it's okay. You'll get topless when you get up here. Your mom said it was alright.
He said that to. What is her name?
Debbie the pet lady.
Yeah, the crazy one that screams all the time.
I don't see a fucking island hardly.
I don't see nothing.
I see a fucking cloud that looks weird.
Matul seems like a weird name for an island.
I don't think she can. I think that thing's too heavy for her and she can't fucking float.
Uh oh. It's Jaws.
Dun dun dun. Duh.
It looks like that shark, something had bit into that shark underneath its mouth. He's pulling along behind her. He's saying, ooh, there's food.
I'm saying titty.
Yeah, he says, titty's tasty.
Ain't no meat like titty meat for me.
He's singing about it.
And that buttocks, too.
She's trying to hide, so he went. But what she should really do is quit moving, because now she quit. You would think he would eat them fish, but maybe they're hiding. They kind of stopped, too. I'm getting out of here. I think she comes up too fast.
I'm getting my tits out of here.
When you come up too fast out of the water, I think that...
She wasn't that far down, Dana. The bends only happen when you go, I mean, I don't know how far it is, but that doesn't seem like
you. Well, haven't people had bloody noses and stuff when they come up too fast?
I don't know, but it just seems like she wasn't that far down, maybe a dozen feet or 20 feet, 30 feet. I don't think
see
that fucker...
See that big hole on it, under his mouth?
I see his big fat mouth open.
What was it they said on Jaws? All they do is swim and eat and make baby sharks.
Uh-oh. What the fuck? Hey-oh! Nay, you scared the crap out of me.
I don't know why our dog is doing so much barking.
She's like, what the fuck? What are you doing watching Fulci movies?
Renee is not too familiar with Fulci.
She's freaked the fuck out. Ow! I'm sorry.
I think Steve accidentally hurt her. What happened, sweetheart?
I was pinching her underbelly, under chin.
Oh, it must be. It's tender.
I better leave her alone. Here comes the big famous shark versus zombie scene.
This is a big scene that everybody talks about.
Yeah. I think it was Fright Rags or they got the shirt and the shirt was in This Is the End.
Oh, I think so.
It was like This is
probably the only movie where you will see a zombie.
And this is also on some, what the fuck, was this a Windows 8 commercial or something like that?
I don't know.
In a commercial too.
You'd need to have something pretty big to make Windows 8 seem good for people.
And Ricky the Dead's clone was wearing it in This Is the End.
Yeah.
Jay.
Yeah.
Graham or something. Bro.
The guy that was in Almost Famous.
Look at him. That motherfucker is brave as shit, because I wouldn't be anywhere near that motherfucker thing.
Yeah, but he's a zombie. He's not going to be afraid of
him. He's a zombie.
He's just going to be thinking about getting...
What happens when that damn that fucking thing turns into a zombie?
Zombie shark. That could have been Fulci's next movie.
No, that could be on Sci-Fi next weekend.
But Tara Reid.
Zombie shark versus Sharknado. Titty.
I think her ass is sunburned too.
Yeah, everything looks sunburned. I'd rub it on. There was a man down there.
Let Al Cliver take care of him.
He gets too much ass in 79, 80.
Well, let him keep on doing it.
I was like 9 or 10. I could have helped out a little bit.
I don't think so.
You don't think I could have helped out?
No. You'd be like, move over, Al Cliver.
Hey, move over. I gotta hurry up and do this before Little Hazard comes on.
Little Steve before he hit puberty. He probably. Did you have a high voice then?
I don't even remember.
There's some very sick people in them beds.
Ooh, it looks like a fucking barn.
Ew. He looks like he's been puking up exorcist vomit. Pea soup.
That or green jello.
What shall I do?
What is sacristy?
Everybody leave
on
the other
friend. They're afraid zombies are going to kill them.
Doctor, the nature's leaving village. Everybody go. What do we do?
We go. We get these goats out here and
the zombies will eat the goats.
We'll get the fuck out.
No.
What's his name?
Who?
This dude is fucking great.
This black guy?
Me knew he knows. They said, when there's no room in hell, the dead walk in. I remember that. In the remix.
Where did they go?
They go to England. They're making voodoo,
I like England.
Ken Forey said that. Too, in Dawn of the Dead.
I'm not small man. I forgot his name. But I think... Lucas.
Lucas, okay.
Lucas Knott's my man.
I think Linnea might be wanting to go up there.
But Lucas knows things dead, not staying dead. There's some shit.
Linnea, don't bother that.
I think Lucas's first name is George.
George Lucas. Yeah. He's his long lost cousin. Lucas.
Help that dog up. Might want to move my GPS.
I forgot it was
in there. We got a GPS in my recliner.
Come here, Nay.
Uh-oh.
Come here, Nay. Well, I ain't going to put you up there.
There's a doggy there.
There's a dog growling. That dog ain't growling.
No. He whined.
But it didn't sound like it was coming from that dog. It sounded like... And there's a bird twittering.
Hey now.
Oh.
Bush and everything. We got three different views. Thank you.
This was when Bush was acceptable.
Well, she got trim bush. It's not like out of control bush.
It's not like porno bush.
As long as it's not overgrown, you know, you gotta keep it under control.
That's a man's perspective.
Yeah.
If you men had to shave down there all the time, you would think
differently. I tried to shave my bush one time.
You don't have bush.
Bush or whatever you fucking call men, pubic hair. And that shit comes back itchy too.
Well, Steve's getting a little descriptive.
Sorry. I had itchy crotch until that shit grew back out. Because I have red. I have fire bush.
Oh. We've learned more about Steve's hair down below than we need to know.
I just want to share my insight with the public. Fire crotch.
Gosh. And Steve won't edit this, believe me.
No,
he never edits our commentary.
Why? Well, I think people want to know what our dog's trying to get in the recliner and my bush.
Male bush.
Male bush. My bush.
We should...
Mush. Mush.
Next time you're on Dead Pig, you ought to have a discussion with CK about
I'm almost like I have Tourette's and go, I read bush. I read bush.
Wonder what CK would think of that.
He's a foolish boy. Here comes up one of the big scenes in this movie.
This is the other big scene that everybody talks about.
That made my mom scream like a freaking crazy.
Steve made his mom watch this.
I just said, let's watch this.
Well, was this the time you took her to Pixie?
I don't know.
After y'all watched it.
I don't think I took her to Pig City my before, but I don't remember. I just remember we watched this, and I recorded it, and she screamed like a freaking crazy woman.
Did she scream during the entire movie?
No, but a lot of it.
Probably screamed during this.
Yeah.
Was she the one that you were talking about, your mom told you you wouldn't get to see her boobies no more? After she got killed in the movie?
Oh, I don't remember.
Or was that other chick?
Probably the other chick.
Steve's tortured his mom on more than one occasion.
Well, you were here when we watched Insidious.
That was pretty funny.
Get up her, girl. Yeah. She was, me and her screamed that together.
Well, was it The Conjuring that Steve yelled? Well, everybody was yelling in that movie and jumping. I think I even jumped a couple of times.
Hey, bones.
Yep.
Oh.
Well, that one's missing some fingers or a hand or something.
And of course, that's not a very good door.
No, but they're in a tropical area. Yeah, they can't really, they don't have time to board anything up, or they don't really have anything to board stuff up with. That's just about like having window blinds.
Yeah.
And it just... But I think I probably would have tried to go somewhere else. Does she try to go somewhere else, or is this where she...
Yes, unfortunately this is where she gets grabbed.
Oh, yeah.
And I think this is on the SU of Gore Zone that we just saw up in Indy.
The one that was on Linnea Quigley's table.
And this is a pretty good gag right here. I mean,
I actually went back and looked at this again.
And plus, it looks really on the Blu-ray. Now look, ooh.
And it just slowly goes into the eye. Not quick, slow.
I mean, really, I mean, it's...
I think that was excellent special effects for that time period, especially.
Yeah.
In some ways, the Italians did it better than the Americans.
Well, it's definitely more...
Now, look at gore. That looks good.
Yeah. Looks like porno of the porno Holocaust.
Which I did watch, but... Not something I'm going to watch again.
And then zombies want to get heads from chicks. I like that.
Yeah, but how would that work? Because you know their penises will fall off.
Apparently not.
Well, if there really were zombies, I think their penises will fall off.
I don't know if zombies would want head.
No, they'd want to eat your brains, but they wouldn't want you to blow them.
It's all right, Ryan. Give it 2 or 3 feet of slack.
I had forgotten about him just laying there like that. I think he's probably drinking, isn't he?
He's pregnant.
Yeah, he's drunk.
But having all those fucking boats out there, they're all overturned.
Well, didn't Lucas say that all the natives were leaving? Maybe in the rush of them leaving that happened. Or maybe the zombies got out in the water and killed the natives. Yeah. Who knows? Maybe they had a hurricane.
See, look at that.
I think that probably must have happened when people were trying to escape.
Maybe just go back in the water.
And he's all red and sunburned, too. Oh, they're trying to fix the boat.
Walk around until we come to the local repair shop. Or we remain here, far off a few squares, and hope that somebody will come and help us. We have a tough time making it to the next island if we don't get that shaft fixed.
Is Al Cliver Italian or is he British?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, he's definitely Italian. You know, it's kind of strange.
Well, Al Cliver sounds kind of like a British name.
Well, that's his Americanized name.
Okay.
That's not really his
name. He's kind of like Giovanni. Yeah. Giovanni went by John Morgan.
Bullseye!
I think it's time to get another beverage.
He killed Pillowcase Jason.
What? Pillowcase? Oh, when they sit up like that and they got the sheets over them. And he shoots them in the head when they sit up like that.
No, he's the only... He don't like wasting bullets.
That sounds like fireworks.
There's Lucas.
Lucas is your man.
He's my main man. Lucas, my main
Steve
man.
Steve wants to go find a guy named Lucas so Lucas, we can...
Lucas, he rockets.
Rockets. I seen him, man. Where they come from?
Yes, they're coming from Catfish Bay.
Catfish Bay. They got some...
I better go to investigate.
Strange places.
I heard they have a lot of bass in Catfish Bay.
They had a lot of ass in Catfish.
Hell.
Too.
Come on, let's go.
That's all you gotta say to Steve is boobies or ass. He wants to go there.
And Dana is very open. She allows me to have other relationships.
And where did you get this information?
I'm in just my fantasies.
Well,
ooh.
I better be part of your fantasy.
Yeah, you're included in them. Me, you, and whatever.
Whatever flavor of the month it is.
Yeah, they flavor like a ginger or redhead or whatever.
Good
I hope people realize that Steve's kidding.
No.
There are two more.
I'm winking at Dana. Dana winked at me when she said that, but yes, I'm kidding. I'm wink, wink.
In case Steve's mom ever listened to this, or my mother ever listened to it.
Ooh.
You don't ever know where these commentaries might turn up at, Steve. Seriously.
Might end
you
up
know, somebody could download them from Deadpit and
might be in the Library of Congress one day.
Well, I don't think they're going to be in the Library of Congress. See, everybody keeps getting that green crap around their mouths before they die. Has she got a rotted tooth in front?
At least she's got something stuck in her tooth.
Oh, that's nasty.
Okay, it looks like a fucking... Ooh.
That's a crab or something, isn't it?
Yeah, fuck that.
He's got some big old...
Chompers. Pinchers.
I hadn't seen one quite that big.
Well, they get big.
I met your father about 3 years ago.
Some people like to eat crab. I like crab dip.
Some people get crabs.
That's a whole different type of crabs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now that they located her dad now.
I insisted that he should leave, but he wouldn't. He felt that he could in some way become a guinea pig.
What the heck was that?
And he could help in discovering what was causing the horrors that destroyed...
Steve never tells me anything. He probably spills something.
When my assistant came to tell me your father was dying.
Oh no, I thought Richard Johnson was her dad, but her dad's dead.
Mm-hmm.
Let me guess, Steve, the eggs fell out.
Yeah.
Did they crack?
One did. I sucked it up for extra protein.
No, you didn't. I wonder how the eggs ended up falling out in. I always get that confused. I think for a while that Richard Johnson is her dad and then he's not.
I knew that eventually I would have to find the cottage door.
Oh, let's not plug in.
I think he was the guy who got shot at the Richard Johnson.
Yeah, the one when he said the boat can leave now, tell the crew. But what must have happened is he must have turned into a zombie and turned all the crew in there.
Right, Dana Lynn.
But I thought he shot him. Maybe he couldn't shoot him.
Gonna shoot Lucas?
No. Tisa Farrow's dad on him.
He's got the shakes from all the booze.
He's sitting up. He shot him.
That's some good meat coming out there.
Well, then how did all them other guys turn into zombies then?
I have no clue what's going on.
The boat couldn't leave now.
Tell the crew. Stop squawking, Dana.
It's not me. It's a bird on this roof.
There's a donkey.
Yep.
Or is that a mule?
I think it's a donkey.
What exactly did my father die of, Dr. Lenoir?
Zombieitis.
What happened to them?
Yes, doctor.
His dick fell off.
at some time. I mean, what the hell's going on here?
You ever heard of voodoo?
Voodoo?
You mean that stuff where you get those codes? And you could stream the movies instead of owning them?
Uh-huh. Like Chris Vance does.
But, I mean, I think after they wanted to film like a ripoff of Dawn of the Dead, and then that's what Fucci said, well, let's go back to the source of zombies, which was voodoo.
I know it's impossible.
So that what he said?
That's what somebody said. That's how they come up with the story, I think.
Well, if you want to watch something pretty much about voodoo, you could watch The Serpent and the Rainbow that Wes Craven did, which was based on that, what was that guy's name?
Bill Pullman.
That's the actor's name. What was it, Wade Davis or whatever he wrote?
Warwick Davis.
No, Wade Davis. He wrote a book about voodoo.
Here you go.
Oh, it's Lucas.
Is he going to do his speech now? Oh, fuck.
Bad news?
Barrett?
Fritz, a friend of mine.
Who is Fritz?
He's the only other white man on the island. He's the only other white man.
I'm surrounded by people that aren't white.
Non-whites.
No, no.
Wait a second. Are we the only five white people left?
Well, yes. My wife's alone at the...
Oh, he don't know she's dead yet. I thought Lucas was supposed to be watching her.
That was the other dude. That was man. I don't know who the fuck that was.
Oh, Miguel. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Not Lucas. Lucas is helping the doctor out.
Lucas lives on the second floor.
Miguel wasn't doing a very good job of watching the woman. Maybe the zombies killed Miguel.
I'd be watching the fuck out of her because she's pretty fucking hot.
She keeps getting naked. Well, she did. Anyway.
Yeah. I don't think Fritz is going to be here too much longer.
Well, she's a white woman. Does she count?
She looks like a chick from the TV show 24.
Really? I never watched 24.
How's it going?
How's it going, Fritz? I'm dying, man.
Too late.
Him and Richard Johnson look like they could be brothers.
Who, that guy?
Yeah.
Because they're all got beardy faces?
No, they just kind of look alike.
They have the same bloodshot eyes?
They all been drinking.
Yeah.
That's all there is to do on this island. That and wait to get eaten by the zombies.
He's got some fucking bags, man. That's a hell of a nose.
I think during turning the zombies, and these animals are just standing around like, what the hell? I bet these animals did think, why are these people walking around looking like they got oatmeal on their face? And who was that guy? That wasn't Lucas, was it?
I think it was Lucas.
Lucas looked like he gained weight all of a sudden.
Lucas has problem with weight.
Well, maybe Fulci had to stop filming and then he filmed later and Lucas had gained a little weight. He'd ate too many donuts.
Yeah, Krispy Kreme just opened up on that fucking island.
on
Motul.
Yeah, we can't see the Krispy Kreme's place, but it's there.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, but it's not much protection.
It's roomy. It's got an open floor plan.
The doctor's doing all right, by the way.
How's the bedrooms?
The fucking people on this island make like a fucking half a penny a day. This motherfucker, he can make $2 a day and be a rich man on this island.
Cost of wood probably doesn't cost like it does here.
You bring somebody a dead bird and they'll get, you know, build a house for you.
Well, he probably got Lucas to build it for him. Lucas and Miguel built it.
Yeah.
Mrs. Bayhard? Seems like anybody's
Richard Bayhard?
Might as well go inside.
Maybe we'll see her naked.
That's what Al Clivers thinking.
Al Clivers is the fucking horn dog. He'll screw anything. He's got Curly right there, but he'll want some more women.
Well, of course he does. Look at him. He says, may have found... Oh, they found her.
Did they? I guess so.
Well, it looks like it. Oh, they're still eating on her.
Ooh, she's...
So half of her leg appears to be gone. And they always got to eat intestines.
That sound effect is gross, dude. It's like a spleen or kidney or what the fuck?
Liver, probably.
Chicken liver?
I wonder what they're really eating.
I wouldn't be munching on that nasty shit.
They probably ate her vagina, too.
I wouldn't eat out. No downtown business for her.
Well, it's about time they get out there.
Hey, now.
Uh-oh, there's more of
them. Is that the Hare Krishna zombie?
I think they're all going to look like that on this island.
That dude looks like a white dude.
I know. What was Richard Johnson talking about?
Look at those horns. Look like elk horns or something. Or antelope horns.
They push their women in front of them like, yeah, y'all go on. The zombies will get you first. But now I'm just one. That's gonna bother me because I wonder how the crew became zombies. Maybe the crew didn't. Maybe a zombie got on the boat.
The big fat zombie.
Yeah.
He ate them all.
That could have been.
There goes Fritz.
Fritz says, "But I wanted to be a zombie. Damn it." Gosh, how many of them has he had to kill?
He's getting that wrapping up the dead body shit down. Watch out. Oh.
He's got that down to a sign.
Oh, God, dumbass. Oh.
Al Clivers can only think about sex, and that's why he can't drive. Now he hurt Ian McCall. That's just unnecessary.
He's got a Daily Planet shirt on.
Well,
he didn't even hit the fucking tree, it looks like.
The Jeep shot. There's steam coming out of it. What have we learned about Jeeps, though, Steve? They're not good vehicles.
Well, if you keep them for 10 years and drive them about 200,000 miles.
This one shot, and he didn't even run it into a tree.
Yeah, he just kind of came close to the tree.
The Jeep said, oh, my gosh, I almost hit a tree. It's time for me to die.
He scared the Jeep into blowing up.
That's what happened to Steve's Jeep. He scared it too many times.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
This looks exactly like the beach from, like, Exotic Night of the Living Dead. And
right, Nights of the Living Dead.
Yeah, and then Porno Holocaust from Joe DeMonte. DeMonte. Tomato.
You think they care if you call them names?
Bastards! Bastards!
You know what her problem is, I think?
The curly hair?
She got old lady hair.
Yeah.
That's old lady hair on a young woman.
Yeah. She chose the wrong style.
She would probably look a lot prettier if she would grow that hair out.
Yeah, that body, fuck yeah. Lucas, not a smart man. But I know what love is.
What is he doing?
He's taking that shit.
He's taking the blood.
Fuck yeah. Blood is the life.
Well, Dana. They don't have any biohazard bags or anything like
that. Yeah, they're fucking really careful.
You know what it's called? Well, probably at this time, HIV was being spread. And
here you go.
The father of my father always say, when the earth spit out the dead, they will come back to suck the blood from the living.
That's nonsense. That's just a stupid...
Here you go.
Yes, you are right, Doctor. You know many more things than Lucas.
I don't believe that voodoo can bring the dead back to life.
And well, you're not Lucas.
The dead. Dead. Nice.
No. It's no good. I can't go any further. I've got to rest up for a bit.
Okay, take a quick
bite. No, you don't really want to rest there.
Ain't no, yeah.
Look, why don't you two rest here? And we'll take a look up ahead, right?
I'm going to go ahead and take my top off.
And get comfortable. Me and Al Clive are going to go over here and have a makeout session.
Maybe I'll blow you. You'll feel better.
Al Clover says, I want you to grow that old lady hair out.
How about this?
What is it?
Al,
yeah, that should tell
you. It's a purple helmet.
Something bad will happen very soon. They're in a freaking graveyard, I think.
I think it's gonna start like looking like burial ground here in a minute.
My favorite zombie's gonna show up here.
What, my favorite Martian?
Yeah. I'm gonna make it.
Octavia. He's the zombie in this. The famous zombie.
The poster zombie.
Yeah, he was, and he was like he's a stuntman, and he was like working on like some of the Bond movies later on, and
really?
Like in the last 10 years, so he's still a stuntman.
You don't even get to see his face on here.
No, he's got fucking nice hair, I can tell you that, and he wears that scarf around his neck and shit.
Did you meet him?
No, because I was like, I cannot justify paying $20 to a guy that you don't see.
I know, but he does play one of the featured zombies.
I know, I mean, I could not do it. But I was like, nah, I can't do it.
Well, they're making out. You don't make out in the middle of Zombie Central.
Yeah, damn. The dick wants what the dick wants.
Well, Ian McCall's the dick picked the wrong time to want to mess around.
Oh, is that Ian McCall or what's his? Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's Ian McCall and Pizza Farrell.
I bet at first for a second there he thought she was having an orgasm.
They hadn't even got into it.
I know, but he's like, he got like, what the fuck? This bitch is easy. And oh, no.
I love how the zombie springs up, though. It's great. Once he comes up, he kind of just goes forward real quick. Yeah, I have this on a clock.
Hmm?
And it says we're going, or it says time to be eaten on there. That is just awesome.
I mean, Fulci definitely could, shoot some stuff. Now, I don't know if that's him or cinematography or, but I mean, it's just the way they did that back in the day. It was just a lot. Like, that motherfucker can't see. He's got maggots in his ear, and he's standing up.
See how it just goes real quick like that? How most of the things the zombies do are so slow.
Boom! Look at that.
That is awesome.
That's some gore.
Well, you can't have a zombie film without gore.
Yeah, you can. World War Z.
And how did that turn out? It was boring. Shoot him in the head. He says, you know, you piss me off.
What's this? Boom! Great. Yeah!
No more great zombies.
No more good titties.
No.
And tan ass.
Tisa Farrow's not going to show hers.
I don't think she has that good of a body.
I don't know. We wouldn't know.
Come on, let's go. Before it's too late.
We can't leave her here alone.
She's dead.
No shit.
You understand, she's dead. But there's nothing that you can do here.
She's just going to come back and be one of them things.
Come on, man. Let's go.
Who did the vomp the to raise all these old dudes? What the fuck?
I don't know. Was it some kind of virus that was making them sick? Maybe it just
ain't no virus.
Well, all those people that were sick that Richard Johnson was trying to take care of.
I think they got bit though, or something.
Oh, them worms are great. Fulci must have got some fresh worms.
I don't remember this POV shit.
Oh, you don't?
No, with the dirt rolling off.
Which looked really great on the Blu-ray the first time I saw it, too.
And plus, I mean, zombies in daylight looks...
I don't know. Maybe the dead are just coming back because it's like the... What, Lucas was talking about.
They wanted to work with Fulci.
They wanted to work with Fulci?
Yeah.
So the dead were rising?
Yeah.
Fulci probably just said, screw logic. I just want a bunch of zombies.
Yeah, that's pretty much what he does in a lot of the movies that we like. You know.
You can't watch a Fulci film and expect logic. You can't watch an Argento film and expect
logic. Shit. I mean, like there's a lot of the older or the later Fulci, like DeMonaco or whatever, DeMania, that shit doesn't have any logic.
But they're still fun to watch, even though they, you know, if you thought about it, a lot of stuff doesn't make sense.
Yeah, but then when he started making like stuff for TV in Italy, it got a little shitty.
Yeah.
That one, the fucking one that just came out on Blu-ray that I bought and sold.
Dorm of Silence?
No.
No, that one.
Beyond Death, maybe.
Was it the one we watched?
Yeah, I got the DVD.
Shoot, I can't.
And it was like, fuck.
Well,
horrible.
Talking about him making stuff for TV, I think that I've talked about this before, that House of Sweet Horrors or something.
I got House of Clocks.
House of Clocks was better than House of Sweet Horror.
So, and he made something called Red Monks, which was really...
That one.
It's not good. Day.
And you have to wonder, how did somebody that made City of the Living Dead and the Beyond... And
well, look at Argento.
Yeah, I don't...
I mean, he's made some shit.
Well, even big filmmakers in the States have made shit.
I mean, yeah.
Romero's just... I still love Romero, but he's just completely... Just
he don't give a fuck about those zombie movies. He wants to make other shit, but that's the only thing that people will give him money for.
Well, to be honest, Romero was making shitty stuff a long time ago. When did Bruiser come out? I hated Bruiser.
That chicken, the Bruiser, is just...
Well, I'm not talking about the chicken, Bruiser.
Bruiser's a weird movie, but, I mean, I still prefer that over Survival of the Dead.
Yeah, But then that was still when Romero was like, he was making half good stuff and half shitty stuff. And then all of a sudden he just,
thank you.
It was like, I guess it's like you say, he doesn't give a crap anymore. He doesn't want to make zombie films, and that's the only thing they're wanting to let
him make. He goes through the motions, but he's not no passion for it.
Mm-mm. He had passion for them by when he was making Dawn of the Dead and Day of the Dead and stuff.
Said he'd seen his wife walking in the village at night. Only she'd been dead.
And maybe Argento's just getting tired. Maybe that's what...
He's got limited resources, and then may, you know, old. He's getting old, and maybe he just same thing. But Fulci was going to make the wax mask. Have you seen that?
I think I've heard of it.
In '96, but he died, and then
he was at a Fango convention not long before he died. '96,
yeah, I got that somewhere. But
it was like he was there, and then I heard he passed away. He was sick when he was there. He was diabetic, and I think he had some other health problems. But he was having foot problems related to his diabetes. And just wasn't doing well at all. I'm surprised he showed up at that Fango convention, because people said that he was physically, you know, they could tell he wasn't well.
But people would probably, I mean, that freaked the fuck out.
What, if Fulci was at a convention?
Well, you know.
I'd still go up and meet him, even if he couldn't speak English to
me. I mean, that's like Roberto Dotto and Roberta Bava. Angel or the Moretti I met.
Yeah, now Bob, Martini. Could he not speak any English?
No, he not very well, no.
Did you talk to him?
Yeah, you know, they had to spell out, you know, he was talking with somebody.
Oh, this is where they're at. They make those Molotov cocktails or whatever.
I'm gonna piss in them.
Cause my piss, you can light it on fire.
I've drunk so much, my piss is pure alcohol. Oh! Or the guy was dead, wasn't he? Why are they making noises?
They make noises on their Romero films, too. They make noises.
These are a lot cooler zombies than motherfucking Romero's.
Yeah, but the thing is, Romero or the special effects people, Savini or whoever, had to make up so many people for them zombie shots that if you watch Savini talk about that, how they did that, they had to just make them up real fast.
And there's some in here that don't look that good either. So.
Background zombies traditionally.
Oh, that's Fritz.
Fritz bit his face off?
He didn't shoot Fritz in the head.
See, it's all Richard Johnson's fault. He wouldn't kill these dudes.
What's that dude? He ain't got his eyes open.
He said, I don't want to see what I'm doing. He looks like Rudolph. He's got a red nose. It looked like, you know, the guy knew he was going to get hit or a squib or something was going to go
off.
He's
like, ready?
He was squinting like this.
Getting your face bit off kills you, apparently.
Is that Lucas? I just saw black legs. I don't know if it was Lucas or not.
Black legs!
Uh-oh. That's that woman. That black woman.
Ooh.
Fulci probably told everybody, get up in the camera and show me your mail. Well, is she gonna stand there like a dumbass?
I say chances are yes.
Look how slow they're going and they're tied up, or one of them is. She probably would have had plenty of time to get away. Al Clover says,
he goes,
screw it, I'm going
to look sexy. Peekaboo!
He's going to look sexy in his torn shirt.
Look at that eye.
That's cool.
Oh, nah, he fucked the damn door up.
Chick, why don't you run or something? Just quit standing there.
You bring some, too.
I will in about 5 hours. Wait for me.
No. Lucas. Lucas says, I want white meat.
It tastes better than dark meat.
It's more filling.
We'll get some more bottles.
I mean, these motherfuckers are like, they all we got their eyes closed.
Maybe that's what Fulci told them to do.
This is like the blind dead.
Maybe that would make them move slower if they had their eyes closed because they weren't sure where they were going. And so Fulci said, you dumbasses, close your eyes. Walk slower, damn it. Where's our dog? Like that on Fulci movies.
Find out a guy did a start burning the building you're in.
Yeah. I think I'd be slowly trying to back out of the building since it's on fire now.
Yeah.
So what'd your mom think of this part when all the zombies were coming at
you? She probably I think this didn't scare as much.
Well, this wasn't gross out material, really. Probably the woman getting her eyeball pierced probably was bad.
Yeah.
Mom's not the type of woman that wants to watch this kind of stuff. Now, my mom, you could get her to watch this stuff at one time. My mom and dad used to go to drive-ins and see a ton of this stuff. They saw Gates of Hell or City of the Living Dead.
So apparently all the zombies in the island have decided to come to this
one place.
Barn Hospital.
They say we can't find any food to eat anywhere else. Maybe there's food here. They must be having a barbecue.
Well, they don't eat brains. They just like bite your neck.
They don't care. They'll eat your intestines, your liver, probably your boobies if you're a woman.
Yeah. There's four of them. Here we go.
My father's like, come on. Uh-oh. It's his woman back.
And she got her fucking eyes open.
Well, maybe she could move right. She didn't infuriate Fulci. dude, it's not... Ah, you're doomed. Al Clover was a slave to his hormones and it ended up getting him killed.
I'll wait for a top to come off.
Yeah, Tisa Farrell won't give me any, so I'll wait for your one.
Let's get to the boat.
Did they really think he was going to be okay? She just ripped his part of his arm off. Look at
hell,
his hair.
He can't even fuck. He's like a...
He's like a sheepdog.
Yeah. Apparently you can see through that hair.
Oh, that's bugging me. Makes me want to reach the TV and flip his hair up. Yeah, they think when they get back to New York that they're going to be safe.
George Shack, go ahead and say it. We'll make the San Cristobal. There's a guard there that we can...
Well...
What is it?
Ryan. You're so cool.
Well, that's because he's going to die.
I don't want to become them. Take me home, Pete. Save me.
He thinks going home's gonna save him.
I'd throw his ass over.
Would you?
Yeah. Well,
even if it was your friend.
You gonna turn
what if it was your sister that got bit?
I'd wait till he died and I would throw him off.
Well, then he'd probably climb back on board the boat.
No, you throw him off, he's going to fucking either sink or float away.
Well, I bet that heavy guy got on that other boat.
Heavy guy.